This is Twit.
AMD Vegas 7. I was expecting, I was all set to see desktop Ryzen parts being released and some loose details on the next generation AMD Vega cards. But this is if their numbers are legit, this is a huge step up from first generation Vega. And also a big sort of thumb of the nose to half the planet who manufactures chips, because they're running at 7 nanometers. They're running a 7 nanometer process for this.
Yeah, I was so ready for desktop that I was actually sitting at the airport making charts for desktop based on early like leaks and that sort of thing, because I wasn't briefed on it. We'll talk more about that a little later, because I know a non-tech had like the inside scoop on some of the desktop that's coming up. But Vega 7 or Vega 2. When we first saw the trademark of the image, that's where all the speculation started. It's like, is it 7? Is it Vega 2, VII? And whatever you choose to call it, it is absolutely the second generation Vega part. And right. One of the things that I found was, fascinating about this, it wasn't very long ago that we had news of the JEDEC specification changing for high bandwidth memory 2 and up to 24 gigabytes denser stacks. Still at the same bandwidth, and here comes this part with 16 gigabytes of the fast HBM2 with just crazy amounts of memory bandwidth available. And that's something that I believe it was Samsung that worked with them on the standard to get that kind of capacity, where we had previously not seen anything. I think 8 gigabytes might have been the limit with the previous generation. But and anybody who questions the price, at $699, it's probably a very, very expensive proposition to put 16 gigabytes of HBM2 in a product at this point.
Right.
But still, I mean, relative to the market, if it's putting up $700-ish gaming numbers, then that price totally makes sense. We have yet to see that. Right. February 7 is the launch. It's like just the specs we were shown are that it has 60 compute units, which translates into 3,840 stream processors, and the core clock is 1.8 gigahertz. I've already seen some discussion about, what if you put it on Liquid? Because we saw some Liquid versions of previous Vega cards, and absolutely, I would hope that there's the headroom to go faster with exotic cooling, but we'll see. I would love to see some early performance numbers.
Did you see it was, or feel it, because they were very heavy duty on comparing it to the previous generation Vega. They had a lot of their own internally generated benchmarks for that. Did it feel odd to you that they didn't compare it specifically to any NVIDIA cards, or does that seem like sort of a gracious, you know what our existing cards do in performance, you know how they compare to the existing NVIDIA parts, figure out. They didn't seem to call out NVIDIA at all, and given how happy and cheerful they were with the third-gen Ryzen information to call out Intel specifically, did it seem a little odd that they were just kind of, we have a much faster card, it's awesome, look at our 7-nanometer, it's so much faster than our first-generation card, and never really kind of got anywhere near doing side-by-side or discussion of NVIDIA?
Well, there was definitely, it seemed almost as much focus on content creation as there was on gaming. And we know where their confidence is. We know that AMD is supremely confident in their processors at this point, because I don't know if I'm ready yet to say that it's kind of like the Athlon XP, Athlon 64 era, where they had such an advantage with like price performance and just fantastic lower cost parts for mainstream consumers and gamers. But now that, and of course they also have Threadripper, which is just a fantastic. The more cores, the better. I mean, and this product, I'm not sure. I mean, on one side, anyone who is in the like Mac ecosystem, like OpenCL, anyone who uses Radeon cards specifically for their compute, this is a more powerful solution. But for gamers, I think it will come down to not just preference, like brand loyalty, but performance. Right. And for them to compare it against previous generation parts makes sense for them. Like you said, maybe if they're not maybe if they're not as confident about showcasing their card versus the competition at this point, which anytime you don't directly call them out, like you said, they're more than willing to call out Intel.
Right.
And so I will wait and see. I'm not going to make any hasty judgments here. Right. But yeah, it kind of seems like they might be waiting, but it sounded like they had final clock speeds, unlike desktops. So if this is it, if this is 1.8 gigahertz, its final product, they know internally what it can do.